Hi, this is Paul. I wanted to make a little addendum to the video that I made a couple of days ago on Ayaan Hirsi Ali and her conversion to Christianity. A friend I was talking to this morning told me that there's an interview behind the paywall on the Unheard website. Now, at least in America, to a monthly subscription is $4.99, and that will get you behind the paywall, and you can listen to the interview. And in my opinion, the interview was worth it. She fills in, there's a lot of chatter on Twitter that I alluded to about that this was pragmatic, this isn't sincere, this is sort of a culture warrior, this isn't a real conversion to Christianity. If you listen to her, it's very personal and very real. She gets to the point where she says she basically, she suffered a meaning crisis, okay, and was in a hole and was self-medicating, was drinking, was looking for the best therapist she could find, was doing everything possible to try to get out of that hole, and nothing would help. And eventually, one therapist told her, "You're spiritually bankrupt." And she said something to the effect of, "Hey, look, I've done the religions thing, and religion was a horror show." And the therapist basically says, "Well, why don't you make up your own God? You know, sort of a Nietzsche move. Why don't you make up your own God and sort of make up your own God and have that God to worship?" And so she thought, okay. And so she starts making up her own God, and she realizes that increasingly this God that she wanted looked like Jesus Christ. And so she started looking into Jesus. And of course, Tom Holland in his book Dominion is mentioned a few times. It was mentioned in the event at Ark by her. And this led her to believe that this was the path. And then she saw that this was, in fact, the roots of all of the aspects of Western civilization that she loved. It was the roots of all of the respect and treatment of women that she loved. And so she embraced it. And she's very straightforward. She says, "You know, I'm by no means a finished product. I don't have all the answers, but the more I look into this story, the more I see it's a good story." And so it's a powerful, powerful interview. And I'm sure at some point, like the way these things do, they'll have it behind the paywall for a while, and then they'll maybe put it out on their YouTube channel or something like that. So if you want to wait, I'm sure if you wait long enough, it'll come out and you'll get a chance to see it for free. But I found it to be enormously compelling and moving. And so, yeah, it's again, going back to Justin Brierley's project, going back to the way things are going, as the meaning crisis continues to sort of sink its teeth into our culture, people are going to realize that nihilism gets them nowhere, and they're going to be looking for a better story. And for many, the better story that they find is Jesus. And it's one thing to just sort of look at Jesus as a model. It's a whole nother thing to begin to believe that Jesus is not dead but alive. Jesus is not some obscure character, but instead reigns from heaven. And that, in fact, the arc of history is Jesus and the plan that he has for this world. So, yeah, check out the interview, and if I don't think you'll regret it. So leave a comment, let me know.